Denver ain't doing too much better either. Denver ain't doing too much better either. Mike Johnson, one of the mayors that went over there to Chicago in order to have a conversation with Biden, and Biden said, that's nice. Let me tell you what they're dealing with over in Denver.
All new tonight at 10. 10 buses arrived in Denver today with 341 migrants inside. The city says Denver is on track for receiving 100 migrant buses just this month.
One of the main spots they're landing is Zuni and Spear, and nearby residents are complaining about a growing mess. Fox 31's Gabby Easterwood joining us with their concerns. Gabby?
Yeah, with more migrants coming in, residents' concerns are definitely growing. One of those concerns, though, being the trash created by this many people in one spot.
Any given day, you can find Bo Blackford.
Oh, he got a spoon engine. He must have got that from Hector.
Working on his pride and joy.
A beautiful stock Honda.
A few doors down from Bo is Ralph Williams, who's lived on this block for two decades.
Look at these good white
men. I'm amazed that it's there. I mean, like, it's a total WTF moment.
These tents and hundreds of migrants nearing both of their doorsteps.
They running to Carter over in Denver. Listen, fam. If you see a dude, nah, I'm not a bias. I'm not using any kind of bias. I'm just telling you what to look out for as a person that was raised in a hood. Listen. If you see a dude with white shorts in the wintertime and black Air Force Ones, get the hell out of job. Walk, get the hell up out of there. If they got a backpack, white shorts, ashy legs, black Air Force Ones, white socks, and it's the wintertime, get the hell out of Dodge, fam. You in trouble. You are in trouble. I don't want to be around nobody with white jean shorts on in the wintertime with a backpack on and black Air Forces. I'm telling you. That's trouble. You ain't asking but for nothing but trouble in that type of situation. Get out of there. Walk across the street, get back in your car, lock the door, turn that car on, and get the hell up out of Dodge. You not about to get me. You think I don't know what you up to? The devil is in you. The devil is running rampant, and he jumps into people's bodies that got on white jean shorts and black Air Force Ones. That's a fact, though. That's a fact, though. Every person that I've seen get arrested. Look at this encampment.
These tents and hundreds of migrants nearing both of their doorsteps.
I just keep seeing more buses show up and more and more. And,
Hold on. Dude had a Barbie hoodie on.
Nearing both of their.
Where you see a guy with a Barbie hoodie on? It's somebody with a Barbie hoodie on.
Yeah, moment.
These tents and hundreds of migrants nearing both of their.
Look at this. Good God.
Doorsteps.
I just keep seeing more buses show up and more and more. And it stresses me out. And if the tents look like they're coming up here, I don't want to live there.
Originally, the city was picking up trash from the encampment three times a week. Now it's five. But residents say that's still not cutting it.
Look at that.
The more people that show up, it might even need to be daily.
At least two times a day. I mean, it's a mess. It's overflowing.
Hey, tell your husband, is your husband a criminal, Marcella? He got on black Air Force Ones. What do he do for a living? He work on cars? Tell us when I said what up, though.
The trash, highlighting the major issues with the migrant numbers. The city says they're working diligently to get these people into housing, But that presents its own issues because many aren't authorized to work. And if they can't work, there's only so much to go around.
I'm worried about what it's going to be when they're all desperate and there's not enough to go around.
Oh, you know what's going to happen.
And the city says they are working to open an additional shelter soon. We also brought the trash pickup concerns to a city spokesperson, and he said he'd bring it back to his team for a solution. So we will continue to keep you updated. Live in studio, Gabby.
Now, I want to keep y'all aware, because this is not just a problem where it's like, oh, okay, they're coming in, they're being let in, ain't no plan for them, the government don't really want to close off the borders, they're holding y'all funding hostage for border patrol and security and walls and stuff. Hey, hold on, before we deep dive into this, remember when black people the most and white women, I remember when black people and white women were against building the wall. Yeah, listen, you're not gonna get me to forget. I remember y'all was posting on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and y'all was like, nah, we don't need to build the wall. We got bigger things we need to worry about. They over here, police brutality. And we marching with Black Lives Matters. We need to go and buy our Black Lives Matters hoodies and donate to the organization. And then they finessed y'all. And now y'all want to come back over here and say, oh, what is going on with our border? No, you wanted this. You asked for it. You fought for this. You said out of your own mouth, defund the police. I remembered you. Tanya Talks 2437. John BLM 1732. The streets don't love me, but Black Lives Matters do 94. I remember all of y'all tag names. I remember your name. I remember your handle. I'm on it, but she riding it 79. I love Usher 64. Tupac Bust Me Down 73. I know who you was. I remember you on Facebook, Instagram. You just because you changed your internet handle don't mean that I don't remember what you was doing out here in these streets. Yeah. Uh-huh. I remember who you are. You're not gonna sit here and lie to me like you wasn't who you was when you was advocating for it. It's still on your profile. You just changed your name. You just changed your internet name. Yeah. Bundles on bundles. Didn't even have no numbers in there. Your name was just bundles on bundles on bundles. I remember you. Bundles on bundles on bundles. I seen you. Yeah. But guess what? That's not it. This is how it's really affecting you.
So the growing economic impact of Biden's border crisis, a new report from the Center for Immigration Studies show nearly 3 in 5 illegal immigrants households are on taxpayer-funded welfare support.
Let me read that one more time for y'all. A new study found, got 100 bodies, 25. That was their name. I remember her too. Discounts 5,000 on bundles. Yep, I seen her. Florida WIC 420, Blicky 9,000. Yep. Absolutely. Nearly three in five illegal alien households are on taxpayer funded welfare. And that's what we can track. Illegal, meaning that they're not even supposed to be here in the first place, are on taxpayer-funded welfare. That means that over the 15, 16 million people that we could even document that got into this country, 60% of them, not 50, not 40, not 30, not 20, not 10, 60% you paying for it.
Steve Camerata is the research director at the Center for Immigration Studies, and he joins us now. So 60% of the folks that are coming here illegally are being supported by the taxpayers. So what happened to all of these folks saying they're giving to society?
Right. So what happens is very often illegal immigrants have U.S.-born children. Mm-hmm. Most illegal immigrant-headed households have a U.S.-born child, so they get the benefits on behalf of a U.S.-born child. The reason that they qualify is because they're so poor. And the reason they're poor is that most, but by no means all, illegal immigrants tend to have very modest levels of education, so they do work. This is not because they don't work. This is because they work, but they make very low income. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is if you work but make low income, you qualify for everything.
So, one of the finesses that's been happening literally for decades is that it's largely been understood and documented that people that come in here from Chinese-led households a lot of times and from Asian-led households a lot of times, they fly over to the United States of America, they conceal their pregnancies, and then they wind up having children on American soil, which then gives them and their children citizenship into the country. Now, I might have a detail a few here wrong, but they have children born on American soil, which then give them dual citizenship to wherever it is that they go back from. Now, that then qualifies you for public assistance in these social programs. Come on. I need you to understand what the finesse is. That then qualifies you as an American citizen within the household for the social programs based off of how much that you generate. So now you get all of the public assistance and you get all of the monies and all of the resources and you get all of the legs up and they won't let your feet touch the ground, baby, because this is America. This ain't no true capitalistic country. This is socialism. And nearly 3 in 5 illegal immigrants wind up getting public assistance, and this is one of the reasons why. And this is what your husband, who was in the military, fought for. This is what he fought for. Yep.
Everything from food stamps to free school lunch to the WIC program to public housing to the earned income tax credit. Yep. So working doesn't preclude welfare use. And what we're seeing is a lot of illegal immigrants do find jobs, but they're poor. And so they and often their children qualify for these programs.
Steve, it shouldn't be a surprise to us, though. These folks are coming to the country illegally, so they don't have the proper documentation. Many of them don't speak English. And many of them are paid under the table. And the reason why they're paid under the table is because it's cheap labor. Americans wouldn't do those jobs, but they want a fair wage. These people aren't on, they're on a slave-based labor system where no one reasonable person would take those jobs for that pay, right?
Well, that certainly happens. And just by their presence here, they tend to lower wages because they're increasing the supply of workers at the bottom end of the labor market. However, the difference between what happens when illegal immigrants have work authorization and don't isn't enormous if the illegal immigrant themselves has very modest skills, and that's often very true. So again, yes, it's true that when they work off the books, sometimes they work for less. But it's really the case that they're just very, very modestly educated. And that
I pulled up to the mall, a few months ago? And this is when I really, really started deep diving into the immigration issues and open borders and things like that. And I pulled up to the mall and I met a guy at valet because he really, really liked the Impala. It was literally when I bought the 96 Impala. That's what it was. Because I had just took it out for the first time and I drove it and I took it to the mall and they valeted it and stuff like that. And he was like, oh my God, nice car and such, little, right? And it was a big, tall, and I actually did a video and I was talking to him because he had a black girlfriend and she was finessing or whatever. But, you know, she had her hair and her bundles or whatever. And he was an older Arabic man, not older, but he kind of was like an older Arabic man, really, really tall. And so we was talking and then we wound up getting into a conversation because he really liked the car and he was offering to buy it. And I was like, nah. And we start finding out what each other do. And he was like, yo, listen, we need to do business together. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you into real estate and stuff like that, right? I said, yeah. He said, The dude basically told me he has some dudes that came from the migrant crisis working for him as a construction. Now, I just meet this guy. I literally just meet this guy, and he like, yo, Ton, I can get it, whatever it is that you got going on done for way cheaper because I got some guys that's going to work, and they straight out, they straight off the boat. They straight from the immigration. They came straight off of the border. He said they don't speak much English, but they absolutely positively can take care of business.